Well, the Bridgegate trial is underway this week, and in opening statements, prosecutors cut straight to the chase, claiming New Jersey Governor Chris Christie knew all about the plot to shut down traffic lanes of the George Washington Bridge in September 2013 in order to punish a local mayor for withholding political support. Matt Katz is a political reporter for WNYC. He spent years following New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and reporting on Bridgegate. He's been in court this week following the trial, and today he joins us from Philadelphia. Matt Katz, welcome to On Point. Great to have you.
Thanks so much, Jen.
So give us a little refresher on the Bridgegate scandal. Who's on trial here? Who are the major players?
Sure. This goes back to 2013 when two former appointees to Governor Christie in New Jersey are alleged to have closed lanes to the George Washington Bridge, the busiest bridge in the world, for four mornings in a row in order to punish a mayor in a little town called Fort Lee that's at the foot of the bridge. Because what the lane closures did was cause this tremendous epic traffic jam for four mornings in a row in the town of Fort Lee. And apparently and allegedly these two aides conspired with a third person, also a Christie appointee, who has pleaded guilty in the scheme and is testifying for the prosecution. So those two aides are on trial. They face nine felony counts and could see years in prison for this the most epic traffic jam that New Jersey has ever seen.
And so when prosecutors said on the first day that Chris Christie knew about Bridgegate, was that a surprise?
It was. We knew that that Christie met with the conspirators, the alleged conspirators, during the lane closures. It happened in September, and there was a 9/11 anniversary ceremony on September 11th, 2013, at Ground Zero, which is controlled by the same agency, the Port Authority, that controls the George Washington Bridge. And Christie has partial control with the New York governor over that agency. So Christie goes to this 9/11 ceremony, and he is hanging out with these guys. And we know that because we have pictures of them laughing before the ceremony begins. What prosecutors alleged that what this conversation, what this laughter was really about was these conspirators told Christie, they were, quote, bragging to Christie about how they had caused this traffic jam in Fort Lee. And even more shockingly, they said that they were also, the prosecutor said these men were also bragging to Christie that they were ignoring the concerns from the mayor of Fort Lee about public safety. I mean, public safety was a major a concern at the time. There were ambulance drivers who were totally stuck in gridlock. Mm-hmm. They had to get out of their vehicles and run to the scene of incidents. These guys were allegedly bragging to Christie that they had done this and were ignoring the mayor's concerns.
So Governor Chris Christie, of course, at the center of this. But is the allegation also that New York Mayor Andrew Cuomo somehow colluded to cover up Bridgegate?
There's an allegation that Christie and Cuomo had a conversation a couple months later before this all blew up. This all came out 3 months after the traffic jam when one of Christie's aides, an email from one of Christie's aides was revealed that said time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, very explicit. Before that email came out, there was a lot of efforts at keeping this under wraps within the Christie administration. But prosecutors also alleged that there was also a conversation with Andrew Cuomo, who also controlled this agency, with Christie, and it was a very tense conversation. And they were talking to each other. And I should clarify, this was defense attorneys who made the allegation about Cuomo. Cuomo has consistently said he knew nothing about it. And by the way, Christie has said the same thing.
So here is Chris Christie speaking on Sunday to CNN's Jake Tapper on State of the Union, saying that he does not expect to be called as a witness during the trial.
I've been investigated by three different entities, two of them led by partisan Democrats, who, you know, have all found that I had no knowledge of this incident and no involvement in it. And so I would have no problem if called to testify by either side. But the fact is that I won't, because I really don't have any knowledge of this incident at all.
So Matt Katz, political reporter for WNYC, in terms of strategy, why is the prosecution and the defense making the point that this was Christie's scheme? Why would both sides want to implicate the governor here?
Yeah, it's rough in the courtroom for the governor, and he has no friends in that room. The prosecution is making the argument that there was a tradition almost of retaliation against politicians who went against Chris Christie. So this mayor Fort Lee didn't endorse Christie for his reelection, so he was punished. They are bringing up other examples of that and saying that the defendants partook in such retribution against local mayors and other politicians. The defense, meanwhile, it wants to argue argue that there's no way these lowly employees of the state of New Jersey and the Port Authority could have carried out such a scheme without the governor and people higher up being some way involved. And they're saying that Christie was very close with this guy, David Wildstein. He's the one who has pleaded guilty and is cooperating with the feds. And they were very close, and together they kind of colluded on all sorts of dark arts. So they're putting the blame on that guy and Christie, and the prosecution is saying it was an administration-wide issue, this retaliatory tactics.
So, of course, Chris Christie has been a surrogate of Donald Trump. Here's Donald Trump taking a swing at Christie over Bridgegate. This is at a rally in Charleston in December.
I would say there's less than 1% chance. It could be, but I doubt it. He knew about it. They mentioned it. They didn't mention it at one of their meetings. I think they had breakfast like every day or every other day. They just say, Chris, tonight we're closing up the George Washington Bridge because the mayor of a certain area is against you. Oh, okay. They didn't mention. Nobody believes that.
So this is a six-week shakedown likely of Chris Christie, Matt Katz. Got about 10 seconds here. How long is this trial expected to take?
It's going to go 6 weeks, and we'll see if Christie's reputation survives. It's already taken a beating, and we're just in day three.
Matt Katz, political reporter for WNYC, covering the Bridgegate trial. He's speaking to us today via Skype. He's author of American Governor Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thank you, Jane.